And welcome back to the Sports Hour Podcast, episode number 14. Peyton, Buzz, Granny, Toby, Chuck, Garrett, we've got the whole crew in here tonight, guys. How's it going? We're sitting, I was thinking about it today, you know, we get closer and closer. We're a month away from, under a month now from graduation.
I know me and Grady are counting down the days to May 8th.
Sadly, I'm just a sophomore, so I'm counting down to finals, but not graduation.
That man really left Northeast after 1 year.
And then you got Garrett, who's a super junior.
Technically, Buzz is the only non-senior in the whole podcast group.
That's facts. Yeah, that is. But Buzz will carry on the legacy when we leave.
He will.
In all this boomful.
We record it in my apartment.
But honestly, you get the same degree we're going to get, but you don't have to drive an hour and a half.
And pay $500 for rent.
Facts.
So who's really winning here?
$500 for parking, if you buy a parking decal.
Speaking about that, our apartment building, they're going to wait till after graduation to move us into our new apartment.
I'm not going to be here.
I ain't going to be here.
I'm not going to be here either. But I live here, so.
I'm buying my lease up.
I basically live here.
That's facts.
About 3 or 4 days of the week.
I walk in, I sleep in Bradley's bed, I steal y'all's detergent, we all aren't looking. It's a good day.
So that's where all my Tide Pods went.
No, I didn't take Tide Pods, I take the liquid.
I don't know whoever it is.
Whoever it is, I apologize. Anyway.
Good start to the Sports Hour Podcast.
Welcome to the Sports Hour Podcast. We are at episode 14 now. Let's start really quickly. Let's talk Masters picks. First of all, congratulations to Buzz. Didn't pick the winner, but picked the closest. Picked Roy McIlroy, who came in second. Nearly put the pressure on Scottie Scheffler to come. Ended up shooting 8 under on the day, I think.
I think he finished 6 or 7.
He finished 7 under, but I think he shot 8 under on the day. Started at 1 over.
Yeah, I think he did.
An unbelievable Sunday from Rory. He made himself. I'm very curious to see what his payout was, because I know the payout for him was $1.6 million for being in second, and I'm curious. Let's say he shoots plus one. His payout was $330,000. The man made himself over $1 million in one round of golf, which, granted, Rory's not worried that much about money at this point, but, I mean, dude's one of, if not the current most established golfer on the tour at this point, sans Tiger Woods. But besides that, it was just really impressive out of him.
The purse was over $2.5 million. I think it was $2.7 million.
Scottie Scheffler, $2.7 million as the winner, the highest payout in Masters history.
I loved watching his interview after he won, where he sat there and he said that morning of the Sunday round, he was laying in the bed next to his wife, and he was telling to himself and his wife, he's like, I'm not worthy to be here. I'm not good enough to even be in the lead right now.
Awesome to see him glorify God.
Yeah, and his wife looked at him and said, "Who are you to say that God says you're not good enough to be here?" And yeah, he said he got up that morning, like it was like just a couple hours before he went to go practice. Got up, went and prayed, and then went on to shoot.
First time I've ever seen Scheffler, really impressed me. Seems like a good dude.
Yeah, he's one of only I think 4 or 5 golfers to be ranked number one in the world and actually win the Masters.
Won his first major. Actually, the quickest rise to the number one golf ranking from their first tour win. It was Scheffler, 44 days after his first tour win, ended up number one in the world, which, of course, in the past couple of years, that number one spot in golf has been in flux, obviously, after Tiger ruled it for 15 years. Now it's been in flux for the past few
years. It's just surprising to me seeing winning, what, 4 of his first 6 tournaments,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, he's been
with the inclusion of the Masters.
Yes, he's been unbelievable. But Scheffler, you know, shot really well. Shot 69 round 1, 67 round 2.
Nice.
Shot a 71 in round 3 and 4. Did it on windy days in Augusta. It was just a really impressive performance. Like, I mean, you looked at it and he had a huge lead after day 3. And it really built himself up to, barring a major collapse, it was going to be tough for anybody to catch up to him.
And, of course, the story of the weekend is Tiger Woods. I mean, even though he finished towards the bottom of the pile, he made the cut. He made the Saturday and Sunday cut, Toby. He made it to Sunday. Of course, he didn't shoot as well as he needed to, but he was 1 over through Friday, so he made it to the weekend. Thursday, he played really well. I enjoyed watching him play.
I mean, shot 1 under, played really well.
And another thing, too, is, and I think I told y'all this last week when we were together, he didn't hit a lot of fairways. He was hitting it all over the place, but he still got up and down and still ended up with a lot of pars. Not a lot of bogeys, just a lot of pars. Got through his round. And I was very satisfied with that. I think he finished one under on Thursday. I'm pretty sure he finished one under.
This is making me think we really need to play golf before we graduate. Yes. We got to play the longest course once more.
But Tiger,
shoot a crispy 16 over.
I was very, very impressed to see how he did this weekend, with it being his first time playing this year. And he's already confirmed that he's going to play in St. Andrews in the U.S. Open.
So really struggled. Really struggled on Saturday. But like I said, most people did on that windy day in Augusta. Round 3 or 4, I think even, you know, all the respect to Tiger in the world, I don't mean this with any disrespect. Like I said before, I said last week I didn't think he would. I thought he either wouldn't make the cut or he'd make the cut and withdraw. But he played 72 rounds of golf a little over a year after nearly losing his leg and his life. So, mad respect to him for that. But I think you could tell on Saturday and Sunday, not only the windy and tough conditions, but also you could tell he seemed fatigued, and for a good reason, but it did seem like first two rounds, you know, it just seemed like a normal Tiger outing, and it, at his age where, you know, he's a little in the hunt, you know, he's not playing bad. And then in round 3 and 4, I think you could definitely see that fatigue and, you know, that rust really being knocked off.
It's funny you say that, like the fatigue towards the end of his round. And an athlete I could compare that to, and this is an athlete that I've seen in my lifetime, it was Kobe Bryant. At the end of his career, he couldn't go day in and day out and do it like he usually does. But when he wants to turn it on and when he wants to play hard, like he did in his last game, he had 60 points. Of course, he shot it 50 times, but he had 60 points. Tiger, in the same way, when he wants to play, he can turn it on. And he turned it on to make the cut. I feel like that was his goal this week, and he made the cut.
No doubt about it.
I think him even confirming that he's going to play in the Open just means that he's back.
He's still got that competitive drive.
Even he said, though, that he's not going to play full schedule ever again, but he's going to play those major
tournaments. Tiger will play the four majors unless he has an injury for probably the next 6 to 8 years.
And I'm also – doesn't he have – which I'm not sure – doesn't he have an actual tournament that's, like, sponsored by him?
I'm not sure.
I think it's a minor. And I think he normally plays in it.
I don't know the full details on that.
I don't know that either, but I think you are right. Pivoting a little bit from the Masters now, let's go into – we've got a lot to cover, so we're just going to pivot right through this. Moving into the NBA. We hadn't talked NBA in a few weeks, but now we're entering postseason basketball. And even if you're not a fan of watching the NBA during the regular season, nobody can deny NBA playoff basketball is one of my favorite sports times of the year. It's always – usually, especially after you get through the first round, always uber competitive, usually very good basketball to watch. Teams actually play defense. They turn it on. It's it's always a fun time. And this year, I'm really excited. I think the playoff field is really, really even in a lot of areas and really, really fun.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you,
we don't care.
As a Lakers fan, I don't care.
No. And look, in honor of Corey Willis, we're not going to make this about the Lakers, okay?
Oh, yeah.
This season does not count, by the way. Lakers were not healthy.
All we're going to say is...
To be fair, Anthony Davis hasn't been healthy his whole career.
All I'm going to say...
It's just a nowhere season for him.
When he was healthy, he won a championship, by the way.
Look, all I'm going to say...
Bubble rings do not count.
They do, actually.
They do not.
Ask any NBA player, they'll say it counts.
Listen, all I'm going to say about the Lakers, we're going to move on. Frank Vogel was not the problem. Frank Vogel did nothing wrong.
There's only one problem. His name's LeBron James.
His name is Russell Westbrook, actually.
That's a key
factor. But here's the thing. LeBron did put that team together, so he can't...
Bro, if Kendrick Nunn was healthy, Lakers
are... I'm telling you, man. We're one piece away. Kendrick Nunn is X factor.
If Carmelo Anthony was 10 years younger...
I will say, I do think the Lakers made the play-in with Kendrick Nunn.
My thing is, how do you miss a whole season with a bone bruise? What are they... I mean, are they really... Is it really a bone bruise, or are they hiding something? I mean, honestly, 8 months for a bone bruise?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's... Yeah.
A Zion Williamson type beat.
Yeah.
Cavs, Nets, Clippers, Timberwolves in the first round of the play-in. Let's read it off. If you aren't familiar with the NBA, recently, a couple years back, 2 years ago, I believe, they moved to a play-in. It was during the bubble, and they kept the play-in tournament. The top 10 teams make it to the playoffs, quote-unquote. 7 through 10 place a play-in. 7 place 9 place 10. The loser... of 7 and 8, and the winner of 9 and 10 play each other for the final playoff seed. So here's 1 through 10 in the East: Miami at 1, Boston 2, Milwaukee at 3, Philadelphia at 4, Toronto at 5, Chicago at 6, Brooklyn at 7, Cleveland at 8, Atlanta at 9, and Charlotte at 10. Let's start right here. Besides Brooklyn, because that's an obvious one, who sticks out to you in that playoff field that you're good or bad, you're surprised about their playoff seeding, and you think they're kind of in a sneaky spot, good or bad.
I'm going to say the Hawks. Trey Young's had a great season. I mean, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and they pretty much brought most of that team back. So I think the Hawks could sneak in if they get to the play-in and make a deep run in the conference.
I mean, hey, Trey has quietly had an All-NBA season.
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
You know, I think that's a really good pick, Buzz. I really like Cleveland. I mean, and you know, everybody's predicting Brooklyn to win and be the seventh seed, and rightfully so. I mean, KD and Kyrie is good to at least be a – I mean, you know, you think if they had them both, if Kyrie's playing all year, they're not in this position. They're not a seventh seed. But I'm going to say this, and you call me crazy, I'm not predicting them to win. I would not be surprised with how well Cleveland has played as a unit this year if they were able to take that one game from Brooklyn. Because Cleveland has really impressed me. They've been really fun to watch. I love Evan Mobley. I think Darius Garland and Colin Sexton is such a fun backcourt. Jared Allen is – he. I love Jared Allen in Brooklyn. Obviously, I get why they traded him. Hate they had to because, oh, my gosh, that Brooklyn team with Jared Allen at center would be unbelievable. But I do like that. I do like that Cavs team, and it really wouldn't surprise me to see them be the seventh seed and end up taking on Boston.
Yeah, I mean, they were a 4 or 5 seed, and they had a ton of injuries throughout the season, Cavs did. So it's to see them slip to the play-in was surprising. But like you said, they're a good team. I could see them beat the Nets also.
I'm going to second that. I like Evan Mobley. He's my pick to win Rookie of the Year. But definitely that team's really good. I think really personally to me, a team that I'd want to watch out for in the East, especially with their seed right now, Celtics. I think they're going all the way.
Wow. That's an interesting pick. You think they're going all the way to the finals?
Yeah. I like that Celtics team, man. I'm a Jason Tatum simp, really, when it comes to basketball. Dude's so cold. I think the Celtics team has really built themselves to be a really competitive team that can they feed off
everybody. Look, and I will say the Celtics have been hot ever since January, you know, when they were a few games below 500. But
I'm not sold on the team like the Nets. I'm not sold on them to do anything.
Hey,
that'll play into the pick.
Hey, yo. Grady, what about you?
The Cardinals play tomorrow.
The Cardinals play tomorrow. Yeah. Look, that man play the Pirates tomorrow. That man is checked out from NBA basketball.
Do not care one bit.
I'm not going to care much about baseball in about 3 months, too.
Western Conference. Finish
last in the Central, yeah. I would love it, man. Go ahead.
False.
Western Conference. Phoenix at 1, Memphis at 2, Golden State at 3, Dallas at 4, Utah at 5, Denver at 6, Minnesota at 7, Los Angeles Clippers at 8, New Orleans at 9, and San Antonio at 10.
And Los Angeles Lakers at 11.
Nobody's talking about the Lakers.
Nobody's talking about the Lakers, Toby. All right, Buzz, Grady, Toby, Western Conference. Who really sits?
I would love to say Denver because Jokic is at an MVP season, but Jamal Murray's had his. There's reports that he might be back for the playoffs, but him and Michael Porter Jr. both here recently are probably not going to be back for the playoffs. So I'm gonna say Golden State. Klay Thompson's been hot lately. I can see Golden State. I think it's going to be them and Phoenix in the conference finals. So, yeah, give me Golden State.
Luka has been unbelievable, especially in the back half of the season. Started off really slow in the beginning of the year, but has really turned it on. Dallas, in general, started off really slow. Has turned it on late. They're the 4 seed. I really like them in a 5 seed matchup with Utah. I like the Mavericks, too, potentially. I will say watch for the Mavericks to be a sleeper team to make the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, it's that surprised me there at the 4 seed because I think they play a whole lot better than the 4 seed.
Well, I mean, you think about it. Look who's ahead of them, Golden State, Memphis, and Phoenix.
Yeah. Pretty sure Mavs, early in the year, play with a lot of injuries, correct? They're kind of injury-prone a little bit.
And Luka had a bad start to the season, yeah. A really bad start. But
Luka's so cold, man.
No doubt about it. But let's move now into kind of the first-round picks. Let's start with the play-in games, Cavs and Nets.
I would like to pick the Cavaliers, but I think in a one game, it's hard to pick against Kevin Durant and Kyrie, so give me the Nets over the Cavaliers.
I'm making a pick.
Okay. Yeah, you can at least make a pick, Grady. I mean, we know you know
that. I guess Cleveland.
You go Cleveland?
Cleveland, yeah.
Like I said, I don't trust this Nets team. They've played okay in the back half, hadn't played very well in the front half. Give me the Cavs to upset the Nets.
I'm going to roll with Buzz. I do like the Nets here. I just talked up the Cavs very well. I still think they make the playoffs because I think they win that the final game of the play-in tournament. But I do think one game, KD, Kyrie will be ready. I like the Nets in that one at home. Clippers and Timberwolves.
As a Lakers fan, I can't pick the JV Los Angeles team. So give me Minnesota.
I hate both of these teams. I hate Minnesota and I hate Clippers.
Do you hate Minnesota like just as general as a team, or do you hate them because of D'Lo?
I hate the Timberwolves because of Patrick Beverley.
Yeah. I forgot about Patrick Beverley. Man, gosh. Yeah,
hate Patrick Beverley. I hate the Clippers. Payoff is over. And I don't know. I don't know who to pick. I guess I'll go Timberwolves.
You're picking for Al-Qaeda. Yeah.
You know who I'm picking. I got to pick the best center in the league. Give me Minnesota Timberwolves.
Does Jokic play for the Wolves now?
Is Zubac?
Karl-Anthony Towns, man. He is going to take them.
I like Playoff P to show up, actually. In a good way. Show up and win a game on the road for the Clippers. I'm going to pick the Clippers in that one against Timberwolves. Hornets and Hawks.
I talk the Hawks up a lot, and I'm going to roll with that. I like Trae Young. Give me the Hawks.
LaMelo, give me the Hornets.
I think the Hornets are good. They're just not there yet. I think Trae Young is severely underrated, really. Give me the Hawks to beat the Hornets.
Hawks at home. That's all I'll leave it at. Spurs, Pelicans.
I don't really know a lot about these two teams, but I'm going to go Pelicans. I think CJ McCollum will have a big game, so give me the Pelicans.
Where's it at?
It's in the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans.
Smoothie King Center. Is Brandon Ingram healthy?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go with the Pelicans in.
You said it's Pelicans and who?
Spurs.
Give me Coach Popovich. Give me the Spurs.
I'm going to same way.
That's the X factor.
DeJounte Murray and Coach Pop. I'm going to take the Spurs. Pop's
washed.
All right. Instead of trying to go with the madness of all of us being like, okay, this is who I'm picking, you know, in this play-in game, so and so. Just when we get to those 1-8 matchups, you tell us 1-8 matchups, 2-7 matchups, based on who you had picked to win, you know, who do you think they'll be matched up with, which I don't foresee any of us picking a 1 seed to go down unless you maybe have the Nets beating the Heat in round 1. But let's start with TBD versus the Grizzlies. Who will be the 7 seed, which for me would be the Clippers, and for Buzz, for you, would be the Timberwolves.
I think it'd be a good series between the Wolves and the Grizzlies, but I'll go Grizzlies in 6. I don't like the Grizzlies, but I will pick the Grizzlies in 6.
Nolan Arenado was NL Player of the Week last week.
Wow!
He was 6-for-12 for 2 home runs, 3 doubles, and 7 RBIs. Because I don't want to talk about basketball no more, but I'll go Grizzlies in.
Like I said, too, it's going to be Grizzlies-Timberwolves. Going to be a fun matchup. Give me the Grizz in 5.
I'm going to say Grizz in 7 with the Clippers. I'm going to say Grizz in 7.
Garrett's punching the air right now. He got to pick the whole time.
I'm good. I'm just chilling.
Hey, Garrett's just chilling.
Me and Garrett chilling. We're not doing
it. I'm basketball.
Look, that's the thing. Buzz is like, you know, Buzz is upset about the Lakers, obviously. But, you know, Buzz, I think, is still at least a little bit excited about the NBA playoffs and whatnot. Grady is just done with it, man.
Don't get me wrong. I am very upset about the Lakers, but I like basketball, so honestly, I'm excited.
Is Grady – I mean, let me ask you this, not to derail too much, but just based off that, are you more of a diehard Lakers fan than he is, or
– You know, actually, no. He's the bigger Cardinal fan. I'm a bigger Lakers fan.
That's what it is. I'm a Cardinals fan. So
you're not as big of an NBA person.
No.
But got it.
Yeah.
And you're more of an NBA
person. Oh, yeah.
College basketball, better.
I love Major League Baseball. That's what it is, too. And baseball started, and we're sucking in basketball.
Credit to anybody that can follow a team for 160 games.
I love baseball.
Anyway.
I've done it for 24 years.
Jazz and Mavericks.
Ooh. I'm going to go – you know, Luka has never been out of the first round of the playoffs. He's been bounced by the Clippers twice in the first round. But I think he gets out of it. The Jazz are good regular season. They're not built for the playoffs. So give me the Mavericks in 5.
The Mavericks have reached a ceiling, and they're going to have to do something in the offseason. I don't know what that's going to be, but I'll go Jazz.
You know I hate on the Jazz every chance I get. I'm going to hate on them again. Luka Doncic is unbelievable. He's the X factor for the series. I got the Mavs winning in 6 over Utah.
I've got Mavs in 6 as well. I'm going to stick with that too. Raptors and Clippers. Raptors and 76ers.
This is going to be my upset. 2019, Kawhi Leonard hit that shot against the Sixers, and ever since then, the Sixers have not been the same. I think the Raptors, they're a young team, have a great coach, Nick Nurse. Give me the Raptors in seven over the Sixers.
Sixers in five, and then Nick Nurse is going to be your next head coach for the Lakers.
I like the 76ers team. I think the Sixers get it done in six over the Raptors.
I think Sixers in five. I'm going to say Sixers.
Joel Embiid's the X factor that whole series. Man's going to feast.
No doubt about it. Nuggets and Warriors.
I was talking about the Nuggets earlier. They don't have Jamal Murray. Jokic, he'll put up his numbers. I don't see that translating to a lot of wins. Give me the Warriors in five over the Nuggets.
So what's the seeds for both of these teams?
Warriors are the three, Nuggets are the six.
I'll go with the Warriors. I don't know how many games. It's going to be interesting to see if Jamal Murray comes back or not in the series. He's not going to?
He's not supposed to.
Well, okay, I'm definitely going Warriors then.
X factor in that series is Klay Thompson. How good is he, Klay? Give me the Warriors to win in six.
I don't think they'll need to be the X factor. I think they're just overmatched.
There's that playoff upset every year. This is where I'm picking it. I like the Nuggets here in six.
If the Nuggets are healthy and Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. come back, I'll change that to the Nuggets winning. But if they don't play, the Warriors win.
Jamal Murray is legit.
He's good.
He's very good.
Well, the main reason...
We agreed on something, Grady.
The main reason I say that is... I can't remember if Steph... Yeah, Steph is not... They're still not for sure when Steph is going to be back. And Jordan Poole has been phenomenal this year. Can we say that? Jordan Poole has been unbelievable for Golden State this year. I don't know. I feel like this Nuggets team... Jokic has drug them this far. I feel like he can do it through one more series. I like the Nuggets to pull off an upset.
Especially after losing out on the MVP, I could see him playing.
All right, let's zoom through this. TBD versus the Celtics, which is your 7 seed. So for you two, it would be the Cavs. For me and Toby – or no, for you two, it would be the Cavs. Me and Buzz would be the Nets.
Give me the Nets in six. I think healthy KD and Kyrie playoffs is hard to beat. Healthy, but if they're not healthy – Celtics will win, but if they're healthy, give me the Nets in six.
Celtics is a garbage franchise, so give me the Cavs.
Wow.
I think the Celtics just overmatched the Cavs in this series. Give me the Celtics to sweep the Cavs.
I just can't pick against the Nets in a series. That's just a team getting Kyrie back for every game. That's just a team that's built to make a postseason run. I like Brooklyn here in six. I think it's gonna be a very competitive series. I can see all six going down to the wire, but I'm gonna say Nets in six. Heat and TBD, 1-8 or your 1-8 seed.
Who would my 8 seed be?
Your 8 seed would be you picked the Timberwolves, so it would be the Clippers.
No, that's the Western Conference. That's Eastern Conference.
Eastern Conference. I'm sorry. It would be the Cavs or Charlotte, depending on who you had winning that final game.
The Hawks.
Hawks or Cleveland. Okay. That's good. Hawks, Cleveland.
I have the Hawks beat the Heat. The Heat have had some chemistry issues. Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler had a big altercation. I don't like that team like a deep run. Give me the Hawks. Give me Trae Young in six.
So the Hawks over the Heat?
Yeah.
I'll go Heat. The Heat, Spoelstra's a good coach. We'll get it figured out.
I'm gonna agree with Buzz a little bit. I got the Hawks upsetting the Heat in a 7-game series.
See, I have the Cavs here against the Heat, and while I like this Cavs team, I think the Heat will pull it out. I think Spoelstra's too good of a coach. Jimmy Butler is obviously the playoffs is where Butler usually shines. I like this is another very competitive series. I think the East all around is gonna be really competitive in this playoffs. I'm gonna say Heat in seven. I think it's one of the closest series of the entire playoff run. Bulls and Bucks. This is my most looked forward to series. I wish the Bulls were healthy, but besides that, I'm still.
I saw a stat the other day. The Bulls have the worst all-time record against teams with a winning record. They won one game this year against a team with a winning record. Give me the Bucks in a sweep. The Bulls can't beat a good team.
I got Bucks at the top. The Bulls have had a good story this year, but like Buzz said, if you can't beat good teams, you're not going to win the playoffs. So I'm going Bucks.
Shout out to my dad, one of our faithful listeners. He is a huge Bulls fan, and guess what? I hate the Bulls. Give me the Bucks to win in a sweep.
The reason I say this is my most excited is because the Bulls back in the playoffs. Like you said, They haven't been good against teams with a winning record this year, but this is also an interdivision rivalry. And usually in basketball, in the NBA, some division rivalries aren't as important as like MLB or NBA or NFL rivalries. This is one of those, though, where these two teams do not like each other. The Bulls and the Bucks, their fan bases, their teams, they do not like each other. I think it's going to be a heated series, but I don't think it's going to be that competitive a series. I'm going to have the Bucks winning in five. And then finally, the 8 seed versus the Suns. And I don't know about the rest of you. My 8 seed would be the Timberwolves, but I'm not picking the Suns to lose in the first round.
Yeah, the Suns are the best team I've seen.
They're the odds on favorite.
Give me Suns and a sweep over the Timberwolves.
Yeah, I'm going the same way. The Suns, too.
I like the Suns team, but I think there's some cracks there. I don't know if I see them going that deep, man, but I think they do win this series. Not in a sweep. They win in six.
I'm going to say Suns and five of the Timberwolves. But let's leave it there for this week. We can come back next week after we have the first round settled, and we'll do our picks from there. And we can try to keep a mental tally at least, but we won't put any weight on the line for this or anything. But either way, I know Grady is not, but I'm very excited for these NBA playoffs. I really am. I think it's going to be a lot of really good series. LeBron's not there to ruin it. It's going to be really good.
It's going to be really nice seeing Ja Morant hoist that trophy at the end of the year.
After doing basketball since – how long has it been for you, Garrett, probably this year? Since freaking June? And now it's –
May,
and it's what, April now?
Yeah.
I'm tired of basketball now. I'm ready for something else.
I'm just tired.
Yeah.
Well, then why don't we move on from basketball and let's talk some MLB?
Woohoo!
I'm not going to be able to say much because I don't watch MLB. I follow it as best I can. But again, if you are a person that is able to keep up with 162 game series, props to you, gentlemen, because I don't know how you do it. But either way, tell us some of the tell us kind of what you saw after the first weekend and what you think about the season. I will say this, besides the obvious Cubs finishing dead last in the in the NL Central.
Seiyu Suzuki is the real deal, man.
I agree with that.
He is so good, bro. Yeah. Like, had a really tough spring, come out these first three games, hit a home run, first home run of the year. Dude's good, bro. First game he went 1-for-1, had 4 walks in that game. Man, the Cubs team, bro, they're going to be good. Y'all sleeping on them Cubs, bro.
Yeah,
Cubs.
You know who else we're sleeping on? That's in the same division, the Reds.
The Reds?
The Reds look really good. The Reds are also looking good. That catcher, young catcher they got, he's going to be really good. He's good right now. But,
touch grass, Cubs fans.
Look, I just had to say this. Not like anybody cares about the Royals, but I have to say, which I will say this, they have one of the most beautiful ballparks in the MLB.
They do.
They
still have the big crown.
Yes, and it's incredible. Yeah. It's the coolest scoreboard. Wrigley Field, baby. It's the coolest scoreboard in all of baseball. But anyway, 2-2 on the year, but they have a -14 run differential. I don't know if I've ever heard of that through four games.
Well, the Braves have -13. They did lose 11-2
today. What about Bobby Witt Jr., though?
Yeah, his first hit was a walk-off. Not a walk-off, but a
double or something.
Game-time double.
Yeah, he's real deal.
But they are 2-2, and they hold the worst run differential in the MLB. Let me ask you, as a baseball guy, Chuck, both, you're a college manager, you follow the MLB pretty heavily. How important – because that's what I was looking at earlier, because it's convenient. They're on the ESPN app, and I'm a big stats guy. I feel like stats 90% of the time tell the story, especially in baseball, because analytics are so big. How big of a stat do you feel like run differential actually
this,
is?
This early in the season.
I mean, I know this early is not
like – doesn't mean a thing. But, later on in the year, you can tell it's either real streaky teams have a real high or a real low one. If their record's good and have a real low one, that means they're real streaky, like either high or they're not. And then if it's real high, they got a really good
I know that. Like, obviously, this point in the season, you can't tell anything from stats. Yeah. It's a four-game sample size. But I was just curious looking through it because if you went by run differential this early in the year, the Cleveland Guardians would actually be on top with the turn of run differential.
The thing about it is you got to take in strength of schedule, like who they're lining up with. Like they're facing the Angels, or are they facing Shohei Ohtani 9 times out of 10 when they play him? Or are they facing the bottom half of that rotation? There's a lot. Run differential to me is a good stat, but at the same time it's kind of overrated at the same time, I think.
How about we do this? Y'all do something fun really quick.
What's up?
You can go deep, not terribly deep into it because we're already at 30-minute mark. But we were talking about wanting to do it last week and we didn't get to. Quickly, I'm going to read off the divisions. Y'all tell us your division winner. And also, if you think a wild card team is in that division, you tell us who your wild card team is. Or two, MLB went to six wild card or six teams in the playoffs.
I'm not sure what they did with the new
one. Is it this year or next year?
It's next year.
Next year? Okay, so this year is still five. Mm-hmm. So only two wild card teams. Got it. Okay. Well, let's start. Let's just go straight down from how I read the ESPN app. America AL East.
Give me the Blue Jays. I like the Blue Jays.
Blue Jays as the division. Wait. Blue Jays is the division winner. Then I'll do the Tampa Bay Rays as my wild card team out of that division.
I'm also going to pick the Blue Jays to win it, and I'm also going to pick the Yankees to be my wild card team.
I'm going to pick the Yankees to win it with the Blue Jays going to game 163 being the wild card.
Okay, maybe this is a hot take. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a huge MLB person. I'm going to say the Rays to win the division, and I'm going to say Toronto and the Yankees as both the wild cards.
That man's sipping for Randy or Rosarina.
I think Garrett's over here smiling ear to ear, big Rays fan.
As you know, every man needs a good baseball team. We have chosen the Tampa Bay Rays for
him. He looks like a Rays fan. Yeah.
I'm going with both my wild cards in the AL East with the Blue Jays and the Red Sox.
It's not that hot. Okay. AL Central.
I like the White Sox. I like Tim Anderson. I think the White Sox, they're my sleeper World Series pick.
They were last year too. I like the White Sox too. I go White Sox.
I would never pick the White Sox to do anything. Give me Minnesota to win the AL Central. Also a hot take. I'm picking Carlos Correa to win AL MVP.
This man hated Carlos Correa yesterday. Wanted him to die. Now he's picking him to win MVP.
I can't stand Carlos Correa, but he's good.
Lance Lynn just went down for a long time, and it's hard to pick up a slack from a starting pitcher. I'm going to go with the Minnesota Twins to win that division as well.
I'm rolling my boy Lance Lynn. He may be hurt, but I'm rolling with my boy Lance Lynn. I'm going to say the White Sox. Another hot take, Kansas City will not be dead last in that division. I don't think they'll be dead last.
You know who's my sleeper in that division? The Detroit Tigers.
Javier Baez Javier Baez is already in midseason form. He already has like seven strikeouts.
Had a walk-off.
Yeah, he does have a walk-off.
That was nice.
AL West. So nobody had a wild card coming from that division. Okay, make sure.
AOS, I'm gonna go Angels. I know they've had a slow start to the season, but Otani, Mike Trout, that's too much talent. Yeah, I mean, and I think they're gonna win the division. Give me the Astros for the wild card.
Angels are good at Angels. I'm gonna go the Astros, and then I'm finally going to say I think the Mariners are going to take that wild card spot.
They're going to break
the drought this year, and they're going to be that wild card spot.
A team's going to break the drought, but it's not going to be the Mariners. Give me Houston to win that division, and I'm picking the Angels. I think it's the first time since 2016 they made the playoffs.
14.
Give me the Angels to win that wild card spot.
Give me the Angels to win the division.
Like you said, to use a Toby Leach reference, the Los Angeles Angels are the Utah Jazz of the MLB. I'm going to pick Houston.
I like the Angels.
I'm going to pick – no, I'm saying your Utah Jazz quote.
I think that's a hot statement in that the Angels aren't even good. I mean, they're usually not very good. They're not going to be above 500.
High praise that never ends up turning out.
That's true. I'll agree with that.
I'm going to say Houston to win that division. NL East.
I'm going to go Mets. I like the pickup they had in the offseason with Scherzer. Give me the Mets in the East.
Phillies with the Braves in the wild card is mine.
Give me the Phillies to win that division. Hot take, Atlanta finishes fourth in that division.
Give me the Braves to win the division with the Mets getting the wild card.
Would it be back-to-back-to-back-to-back for Atlanta?
It's 4-5, yeah.
Yeah, either way. Until they do not win it, I'm not picking against the Braves. I'm going to pick the Braves, especially when they get Acuna back. I'm going to pick the Braves to win the division. Because all in all, I'm not going to buy into the Phillies hype. I'm not going to do it. And the Mets, if they don't win it, the Mets are my backup pick to win it. But I'm going to say Atlanta.
Whoever doesn't win between the Mets and the Braves are going to have the wild card spot. Mm-hmm.
You think so?
I think the Phillies just don't have the pitching to do it.
I'm going to say Atlanta wins, Mets with the wild card
spot. X Factor, Bryce Harper, who wins his, sixth NL MVP?
Didn't know. With,
behind Nolan Arenado.
Don't care, didn't ask. Man's going to win another MVP with 40 home runs but 78,000 strikeouts.
Batting 240.
Now we got to 240. This is division right here. We're going to fight over the next 30 seconds.
All right. Hold up. Let's start with the two that don't have a vested interest
in this division. To be fair, I've already decided. I will pick my pick realistically. Okay?
Pick your pick realistically.
You mean start it?
Yeah,
I'm going with the Brewers winning it.
You going with the Brewers? Mm. Okay. I'm going to go with the Cardinals, and that's not me that's not me trying to fade Toby or be stupid. I just do like that Cardinals team. I can't remember his name. O'Reilly, is that it?
O'Neill.
Yeah. O'Neill's had a fantastic first weekend.
Harrison Bader, too.
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals look very well. That's one of the few teams I actually did watch on opening weekend a little bit of, and they looked really, really good. Now, granted, I watched the Cubs, and the Cubs look pretty good, too. I think it's going to be Chicago and St. Louis battling out for this division. I'm going to say hot take. I think those are the two teams that battled out for this division. But I like the Cardinals.
Yeah, the Brewers have ran this division the past few years, but I think the Brewers, I think their time is up.
I think their window is past.
I do too. Yeah, and I'm gonna say the Cardinals. I'm with the Cardinals at the top. We win the division. I think the Cubs finish second. I see the Cubs being my second wild or the other wild card team. It's Cardinals and Cubs, but Cardinals are gonna win the division.
The Cardinals last year had five Gold Glovers.
Who's had the best defense in baseball?
And our offense is subpar. This year we've already. You can say our offense is already giving more than we've given all last year. Arenado, like I said, during the basketball season, was NL Player of the Week, going 6-for-12 with 2 home runs, 3 doubles, and 7 RBIs. He's leading the major leagues in RBIs and slugging percentage. Of course, it's early. It's only a week into the season. But I feel like Nolan Arenado will be the NL MVP this year because he is putting the work this offseason to be the NL MVP. Defensively, he is always perennially a really good defensive player, but this year he's going to bat plus 300 with over 35 home runs. So I'm going Nolan Arenado as an MVP and also the winner of the division's Cardinals.
All right, so this is what I want to say about this, okay? I think the Cardinals and the Cubs, defensively and their lineups, we match up so similar. Okay, in a lot of areas, Nolan Arenado is a difference maker. He really is. Where the Cubs and the Cardinals agree so much is our pitching staff. Our bullpens are really lackluster, and our starting pitchers, when we have go past our two guys, they're not the best.
Alex Reyes and Guy goes are two. Of
the Milwaukee Brewers are going
to miss out for a while.
The Milwaukee Brewers are going to win the division.
Reyes is.
And I personally, I cannot decide who wins second. It's either the Cubs or the Cardinals.
I said
Milwaukee is going to win the division.
Milwaukee's going to win.
They're going to take the wild card, but I cannot decide between the Cubs and the Cardinals.
Okay.
I don't think this year, with the NL West being as good as it is, I don't think anybody in the Central that finishes second is going to make that wild card.
Yeah. I personally believe both San Diego and San Francisco have fall-off years.
No. San Diego's going to be good.
Let's move on.
San Diego is the Utah Jazz in the Major League Baseball.
I thought you said San Francisco. I was like, hey. But anyway, NL West. Let's end it here, obviously.
How can you not pick the Dodgers? I mean, yeah, Dodgers. That's all. I mean, it's a great division.
Dodgers. The Dodgers are going to win it. The Giants had a miraculous season last year. They're going to be bottom of the pack this year, I think, again. I think the Padres are going to finish second in the division and be my second wild card.
Dodgers do not win that division. I'm picking the San Francisco Giants to win that division, and I think the Dodgers place third in that division, and I think San Diego comes in second. No, you know what? Change my pick. Colorado comes in second, and they get the second wild card.
Chris Bryant. Right.
So every baseball analyst in America, everybody who's in the statics and analytics, said that the San Francisco Giants overachieved more than any team in the history of baseball.
They
were
picked to finish behind the Diamondbacks last year.
So, I'm going with the Dodgers winning it, with the Padres winning my second wild card in the NL.
Yeah, I thought about being stupid like Toby, but then I was like, you know what, that's a hate pick, because, like I said, I don't have a vested interest in the MLB, but when I do, I root for two teams. I root for the Kansas City Royals, because I have a little personal attachment. There's a story there, but I'm not going to get into it, and the Atlanta Braves, because they're the hometown team. And so, F. Freddie Freeman. For going to Los Angeles.
That was
just
on his
that
agent.
Out there.
That was on his agent. I love Freddie. No hard feelings here.
I guess I don't have that vested interest. I'm a fan with a fan. F. Freddie Freeman. That man can come get his ring and get booed and he can leave. And then, but the Dodgers, the Dodgers are on paper the best team in baseball. Let's not kid ourselves here. They're going to get it together. I think they're going to have a very slow start. Let me say this. I wouldn't be very surprised if they're not the one seed in the NL, because I think, you know, anytime you build a team like this through free agency trade and you're getting all these different pieces in, it takes time to mesh. And even in baseball, where it's more individualized in other areas, where instead of football and basketball, it still takes time to mesh in a team chemistry. And I think they're going to get it together. They're going to win the division. I'm going to say San Diego is the two. I don't really like San Diego as the two, because I picked them to win that division last year, and then they flopped. So I'm a little weary of that, but I'm going to pick San Diego to be second and my second wild card.
Hot take, Arizona Diamondbacks win over 65 games this season.
Interesting.
How many did they win last year?
It was like 54.
All right, quickly, World Series pick. If you today, way too early World Series pick.
Right now, I would say Cardinals, Blue Jays, Cardinals.
I would like to add that I made a way too early pick last year, and I was 100% correct. I got Twitter evidence and everything.
Wait, did you say Braves and Astros?
Huh?
Did you say Braves and Astros?
No. Are you talking about matchups? I just picked a winner.
Oh, yeah, matchup. Okay.
That was a good Hunter Valley. They were 52 and 110 last year.
I'm going Braves with the repeat with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Okay.
Red and blue.
Oh, my goodness. This is so... I mean, the safe pick for anybody. Of course, if you're a betting man, you would bet on the Dodgers. I mean, they're just apparent and they're always there. I like the Cardinals, but I don't see them winning the World Series. I think there's a ceiling there. I'm just going to go with the Dodgers again. I think they'll repeat this year.
Since we're just throwing some at the wall because it doesn't really matter, give me the Angels and the Phillies in the World Series and the Angels to win in five.
Wow.
Shout out 2008, Cole Hamels and Ryan Howard.
Oh, my goodness. They put the Cubs out. They swept them. That was a great team.
There's a surprise waiting here somewhere.
That's the one thing I love about Major League Baseball. Is it on paper, you can pick the team to be the best, but really you can never predict who is going to win the World Series every single year.
I did last year.
I'm going to say
– just because you're a Braves
fan. You know what?
I could have said the Cubs won it.
I'm going to say – DeGrom comes back at some point. I'm going to say the Mets make it to the World Series. That's the surprise. And then out of the East, I also like the Blue Jays there. I think they're
– I don't think that's much of a surprise, because I think that Mets team is really
good. It is, but so, I'm saying it more because they're a wild card team for me.
I see DeGrom and Scherzer both not playing the full season. I don't think either one will throw over 20 games.
But if you can get to the wild card and they're ready for the postseason – I mean, you need four games to win a series.
I think DeGrom's arm is on the downslide, like Syndergaard.
Hey, it is, but they only need it for one. They only need it for one run. No,
his average fastball was 99 miles an hour.
Either way,
it was, but he threw. How many games did he last year? He threw for half the year.
I'm going to say Mets and Blue Jays.
He still had the lowest ERA and WHIP, only playing half the season over the entire.
That has really no effect. ERA and WHIP doesn't matter how long.
Can I make my pick, please? Oh, my gosh. Y'all talking over me, bro. I don't care about baseball. Let me just make my pick, and y'all can go back to what y'all made. Blue Jays. Blue Jays win it all. Now, go back to talking about WHIP and ERA. I don't care.
All right. ERA and WHIP does not, like, it doesn't matter how long you play. It's an average.
WHIP more important than ERA, respect.
It has no effect on how long you play.
The only WHIP is me whipping Toby in picks.
False. Speaking of picks, we have picks right now.
We do have picks right now.
I think we just become a pick podcast.
College baseball, that's where we're going to wrap this episode up. And I don't really want to talk about college baseball last week. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah. Just move forward.
Let's just make our picks.
Yeah, let's just make our picks.
What happened last week?
I will say this. Sans the Mississippi teams. Last week in general was a wild week for college baseball. I mean, teams lost. Miami got swept, or no, Virginia got swept by Miami.
After they put them at number three,
Vanderbilt
too, right?
Lost and dropped out completely. Arkansas lost to Florida. Florida jumps back in. Alabama jumps into the rankings. It was a wild week in college baseball.
Vanderbilt dropped out.
They dropped out.
Wow. How far did Ole Miss drop?
They are 25 now.
25.
Imagine Sam.
That's a blessing and a curse.
Imagine Sam for the year that Ole Miss and Mississippi State are at the bottom of the SEC West, and Vanderbilt's not even in the top 25 rankings. If you told me that before the year started, what would your thought
be? Even better, before the year started, if you would have told me that the Ole Miss would be ranked number 5, jump to 1, and then fall all the way back to 25 within a 2-week span, I would have called you crazy.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? I believe it. Not because I'm saying Ole Miss is bad, but just because that's how college baseball is.
I was about to say, it's college baseball.
Not because I thought Ole Miss was going to be bad or anything, but just because that's college baseball.
We got some things to figure out.
But so does every team at this point.
Not trying to jump ship, but on picks last week, I had 2 points for the week. Toby and Buzz had the top points of the week. We both got 6. Grady got 3. And Peyton got...
Boom! 0, baby. Let's get it. Let's go.
I was gonna make a joke out of it.
Go ahead.
No, that's too late. I'll tell y'all after.
Okay. Anyway.
So what is the standings?
The standings like? Now is me and Grady are tied at first with 20 points. Toby is in second with 19. Peyton is in third with 17. Buzz is in fourth with 15. And Garrett is in last.
This
with
8.
Know the last time Garrett made picks.
Sheesh. Okay, I got the Ultron.
Comeback. The comeback season.
I picked Vandy to sweep. Oh, I had a bad week. MSU. Oh, man. I picked Missouri to beat Tennessee. I tried to fade all y'all. I picked Arkansas. I picked South Carolina. Oh, my gosh.
I lost.
Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
You know, we give Toby crap.
You picked the first
three. Series correctly except Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that. But Buzz, did you do the same? Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Buzz and Toby faded me, and they both get the first three right.
Gosh.
The crazy thing in college baseball, Toby wouldn't get it right because usually his picks are bad.
Picks are so bad. It took a bad week for him, a crazy week for the stars.
King of baseball, respectfully.
Still in third place.
Second place now.
No,
tied.
Two people are tied for first.
Okay.
Third.
Shut up.
Let's start. Kentucky and Mizzou. Both these teams reeling after It was at Mizzou.
It's at Missouri this week.
Yes.
And by the way, for that, I'm always going to list the home team second. So.
Cool.
So, which way are we going?
We'll start with you. All right. We'll go clockwise.
I'm going Kentucky.
Give me Mizzou to beat Kentucky.
Okay, I got Mizzou Kentucky. And a series win, please, sir.
Yeah, I'll go Kentucky series win.
I'm going to go Kentucky series win, too. I can't pick a sweep here. I got to get on the board somewhere. So. LSU at Arkansas. Both these teams lost. Oh, no, LSU swept. I'm sorry.
LSU swept,
Arkansas lost their series this last week, and they go back home after the Florida loss, try to get back in the win column.
You know, Dave Van Horn's going to get the Razorbacks back on track. I'm going to go Arkansas.
Fayetteville's a tough place to win. Give me Arkansas to beat LSU.
Unless you're NC State. LSU's played better on the road than they do at home, so I'm going with LSU.
You know, I want to pick LSU after sweeping Mississippi State, but I'm going to go Arkansas at home. Series win.
I'm back on my bullcrap, baby. Arkansas on a sweep.
He's trying to make up ground.
I'm going to make up that ground somewhere. Florida at Vandy.
I'm going Vandy. And that's all I got to say about that.
Vandy's reeling. Florida coming off a big series win. Give me Florida to beat Vanderbilt.
I got Florida, too.
Give me Vandy 2 out of 3.
I think Vandy gets back in the win column. They're too well coached to not come back after a tough series loss. Alabama at Tennessee. All of a sudden, this is a ranked matchup that if you'd have told me coming in, you know, we talk about the craziness of college baseball. One thing I would have said you were crazy if you said, hey, Alabama and Tennessee is going to be a top 25 matchup. I would have called you crazy. But this is where we're at in the season.
It don't matter who it's Tennessee playing. I'm going with Tennessee in a sweep.
Dude, this Crimson Tide team's good, but they're not as good as Tennessee. Tennessee in a sweep.
I'll take Tennessee in a series win.
Yeah. Give me Tennessee in a series win. I don't think they sweep Alabama. I mean, they got to lose the game eventually, right?
Do they? Do they really? I mean,
they're going to drop one somewhere, and I'm just going to keep picking a series win. Now, I'm not fading the Vols anymore. I learned my lesson. The universe faded me hard. Not only giving Tennessee a series win after I picked Mizzou, but a sweep. So I'm going to pick Tennessee in a series
win. I'm not going to lie to you, though. I was walking through the Union. Was it Saturday night? Went at the Riley Green concert because I went to the bathroom and I was coming back outside. Missouri's winning 4-3. I was like, I had them.
You know, they actually played a decent competitive in the series.
And they ended up winning like 6-3 or something.
Their bullpen killed them. Yeah. Their bullpen killed them. Yeah. But anyway, Texas A&M at Georgia.
Give me the Bulldogs.
Go Dogs. Give me Uga over Texas A&M.
And is that Georgia?
Yeah.
I got Georgia series win too.
Yeah, I'm going to go Georgia series win.
Dogs in a sweep.
Getting them points back.
You're going to be real sad when he gets zeros across the board.
Everybody picked Georgia, so.
Might as well go for the sweep.
Exactly. Yeah. Auburn at MSU.
I'm going Auburn. I've really liked them. Wanted to go them last week, but I said, you know what, I'm going to fade Toby. One could be on teams with them, so I'm going Auburn.
Like I've said all year, I like this Auburn team. I like them even more when they're playing at the Dude. Give me Auburn to beat MSU.
That's a hot. That's a, like, just hearing that, somebody saying at the Dude, it's sort of a, just not a place that you go and lose. You just hear people going there. You see, like, Titans going there to die. But this year, it's the total opposite. People going there and sweep. So I'm going Auburn.
Call it Grady.
Sweet, but I'll go 2 out of 3.
I'm going to go State in a series win. I can't see them dropping another series at home, so give me State.
I'm kind of the same way as you, Buzz. I'm going to go Bulldogs at home. Yeah. Because if you paid any attention to that series, on Friday and Saturday, Mississippi State had LSU down to their final out, ready to beat them. State should have won that series. And we talked about how Mississippi State, no pun intended, has that dog in them. That's usually their culture. But for some reason this past week, I don't know if it was that LSU curse. You know, the Bulldogs now have still not beat LSU at home in a series since 2003. I don't know if it was that LSU curse or what, but they could not get the job done. And they were within a strike on Friday and an out on Saturday from taking home the win. So I'm going to say Mississippi State finally rights the ship this week. And also because I'm an Ole Miss fan, of course they would get it together right
before. I'm about to say they're going to find it by the time they come this way.
And it was also the first time Alabama had swept Ole Miss and Oxford since 1992.
Oof. Speaking of, now we move to Ole Miss at USC. Go ahead.
I'm going the Rebs. They're about to bounce back.
Yeah, and I was going to say, it goes without saying. I mean, another thing, if you say it'd been crazy. If you just said Ole Miss started 0-6 in conference play at Oxford, I mean, I would have called you out of your mind.
Yeah.
But, and I will say this, not just for Ole Miss in general. So far in the SEC this year, it seems like it's been the Road Warriors. I mean, there's been a lot of SEC teams that have went on the road and somehow won series. Georgia did it with USC last week. Alabama did it with Ole Miss. LSU did it with State. I don't know. But anyway, I think it's a point to bring up. I will be interested to see who Ole Miss goes with pitching. It's like we kind of talked about with Chuck. We're just kind of, the Rebels just seem to be throwing their best, given whether they start or whether they finish, giving their best guys the longest outing. So we'll see. But it's going to be a series that the Rebels obviously desperately need to stay out of the cellar in the SEC West.
I think last week was really the culmination of bounce back weeks for a lot of teams. I think this week is our bounce back week. I think South Carolina, it doesn't get any easier, but I think Ole Miss beats South Carolina out on the road. And like you said, Road Warriors, we've played so much better on the road than we have at home.
I feel like we've said this week after week after week with Ole Miss, but I feel like now we're at a crossroads with Ole Miss baseball. And it's not just a crossroads with win or losses. I think it's a crossroads with just mentality. I think not only with the win and loss column, but also, like, and I know this is oftentimes a talking point with Ole Miss, but fan support. I mean, it's just a time in Ole Miss's year this year to see, can we right the ship in the right direction? Of course, we have Mississippi State coming into Oxford next week. But it's going to be interesting to see the energy, especially going on the road, going away from home after a tough weekend loss in Oxford this past weekend. I'm eager to see not only how we take the field and just play as a team, but also just our body language in general. So I'm eager to see how we bounce back this coming weekend. But I'm going to say it's going to be a series win for Ole Miss this weekend as well.
Yeah, There's too much talent on this Ole Miss team. It's got to click eventually. So give me Ole Miss in a series win.
I hate myself. Rebels in a sweep. I'm gonna do it. I'm just gonna go for it. I'm gonna put my faith in the Rebs. Toby, if you're gonna give me an L, throw it the right way. This is how you throw an L, idiot. If you didn't know, Toby just threw an L backwards at me. But anyways, I got to circle back to it. I've done it 2 weeks in a row now. I'm going to circle back to it. I said it a few weeks back that I said hot or bad, Tennessee is going to lose less than 8 games after the SEC tournament. I think that takes valid now. I mean, they're 4 series into the SEC play, 10 series, and they are still perfect.
I think it's a tougher decision between that or are they going to go undefeated in conference play?
I think the only team that's comfortable playing college baseball this year is Tennessee. Like, there's no other team that can just go out there week in, week out and know what they're going to get out of their baseball team. And that's hard to say as a college baseball team.
I could see them losing less than 5 games, actually. I can't see them losing. I mean, I think they'll drop a game this weekend, but I could see them losing less than 5 games.
How does a team like this sneak up on you?
Really?
Like, how did this happen like this?
Really with the matchups, who physically do we believe in the SEC on their remaining schedule could hand them a loss?
What does their remaining schedule look like? I mean, that's something we need to sort of look at.
I'm not really sure about rotation-wise, but anybody that has a good starting rotation matches up with Tennessee the best out of anybody.
But really, in the SEC, other than Vanderbilt, who they swept, who else has a solid 3-4-5 rotation that they could throw at Tennessee?
Which Vanderbilt, to be fair, I don't think Vanderbilt's starting rotation is that great this year. That's where they've struggled in starting pitching this year.
It's kind of down across
the board. They've got Florida after this weekend in Gainesville, so that might be somebody that might give them some fits. And they have Auburn at home, Kentucky and Lexington, Georgia at home.
That Georgia series is going to be a wonderful
State in Starkville. And then it's the SEC tournament.
Wow.
So, really, the only team I can personally see believe take 2 out of 3 against Tennessee is that Georgia team.
Not even 2 out of 3, just a game.
Because Florida's good, but they've been up and down all year.
The recipe to beat Tennessee is get their starter out by at least the 4th, 5th inning, get to that bullpen. Because Tennessee's bullpen is their weakest length on that team.
They're on the backheel slide, it seems like, now with their schedule too. Like, it doesn't get any harder.
No, the toughest brunt of their schedule, in my opinion, ends after this Alabama series, is crazy.
They play Auburn, but they play Auburn at home. They play Florida in Gainesville, but like you said, they're this right here.
Auburn might be sneaky on. They got 2 guys that are starters.
Like I've said all year, I've been high on that Auburn team. Possibly could take a game. Don't completely see it though.
You never know what kind of Mississippi State ball club you're going to get either at the end of the year.
You're either getting a top 10 or bottom 10 team from them. It's like no in between.
No doubt about it.
But it's the end of the year. They'll be playing good. Well, this is a good coach.
Guys, got to say, random tidbit that makes one a midweek game kind of almost a must-watch game. Tennessee and Tennessee Tech, have y'all heard about what they're doing
tomorrow?
Wooden bats tomorrow in a college baseball game.
Really? That's pretty cool.
Tennessee, it's in like a smoky classic type deal. Tennessee asked Tennessee Tech if they could play with wooden bats, and Tennessee Tech agreed to it. So the rare occasion you'll see wooden bats college baseball. Makes it kind of a must-watch game.
Instead of 14-2, it's going to be 17-2, or 10-2.
Without Tennessee swings those bats, I don't know, man.
Watch it be like a 1-0, like pitchers duel in that game.
Might hear a ding on the Tennessee side.
I bet might be court.
They're going to call Sammy Sosa and be like, can we borrow your bat? And that's what it's going to be.
Can we borrow your juice, bro?
He was never convicted of having steroids. He corked his bat. There's a difference.
Then why would they ask him?
He took a test. To be fair, the same test Big Poppy was also in it. He also failed. So.
Either way, because of our poverty, that's what we agree on. Guys, this has been another fun episode. This hour passes by every week. But, of course, that's why we're called Sports.
Surprising out to Garrett, man. The dude carried the conversation.
Garrett had his most important outing on the Sports Hour podcast.
Garrett, give us something, man.
Ole Miss on top.
Reds on top. All right, guys. Stay tuned. Draft episode coming up. Would that be next week?
Or the next week?
That'd be next week, I think. I'm going to need to make sure.
It is, because the draft's the 24th, isn't it?
I believe so. Guys, you better be doing your homework. Next week, draft episode. If you're listening now, and if you need to follow us on social media, at SportsHourPod on Twitter and Instagram. But if you're listening now, be prepared. Next week might be a little bit longer than an hour. But we'll probably start off quickly with college baseball, make our picks there. But then we're going to need a long time, because we are going through the entire first round with our draft
special predictions. 3-hour episode.
Make sure you listen in. For Buzz, for Grady, for Toby, for Chuck, and for Garrett, I'm Peyton, saying so long. Thanks for listening to the Sports Hour podcast. And as always, we'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.